This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Reuters described classes in South Korea that teach people how to arrange their features for job interviews performed by computers that use facial recognition technology to analyze character. Chinese authorities greatly expanded a travel lockdown in central China to include 12 cities near the center of the outbreak, effectively pinning in 35 million residents near the population of Canada in an effort to contain a deadly virus. From 2006 to 2011, Martin Shields and Paul Mora and hundreds of bankers, lawyers, and investors made off with a staggering $60 billion from the state coffers of European countries. Through timing and the coordination of different transactions, Cum-Ex trades, from the Latin for without, produced two refunds for dividend tax paid on one basket of stocks. Germany was hardest hit with an estimated $30 billion in losses, followed by France, taken for about $17 billion. Smaller sums were drained away from Spain, Italy, Belgium, Austria, Norway, Finland, Poland, and others. Financial Times reported that a Microsoft facial recognition training database of 10 million images secretly plucked from the Internet and supposedly limited to academic research was employed by companies like IBM and state agencies that included the U.S. and Chinese military. FICO, or Fair Isaac credit scores, are going to change, helping some and hurting others by looking at 2 years of credit history and weighing late payments more heavily. In 2018, 17.8% of people aged 54 to 72 lived in urban neighborhoods, defined based on neighborhood density. That's down from 18.2% for that age group in 2010, 19.9% in 2000, and 21.6% in 1990. The downward trend is similar whether looking at all urban neighborhoods or just the higher density ones. Federal emergency money is distributed according to a formula benefiting states most affected by disasters in 2015, 16, and 2017. That formula favors Republican-leaning states along the Gulf and Atlantic coast, which were hit particularly hard during that period. Texas is in line for more than $4 billion, Louisiana $1.2 billion, Florida $633 million, North Carolina $168 million, and South Carolina $158 million. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Union's Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.